probably know a podcast that started off strong, you loved listening to it, and then it just disappeared. Maybe they made it to 10 episodes, 20, maybe even 50 or 100. And then one day, nothing. No announcement, no goodbye. They just radio silence. Nothing to even acknowledge that they were taking a break. Some people will say they're taking a break, and that's what I always recommend my clients do if they are going to take a break. But I'm going to say this because I know it is often true. Usually when people stop, and I mean just stop without announcing it, they did not run out of things to say. They had more things to say. Podcasting started to feel like a lot of work with very little return for them. I know several people personally that this has happened to, and I have listened to podcasts that this happened to, and I knew it was coming. And I can sense when a podcast starts, if they launch a podcast, I can tell pretty quickly how well they're going to do. So instead of pushing forward and trusting the process, they decide that their time is best spent elsewhere. So that's what we're going to talk about today. Welcome to Podcast First Marketing. I am Allison Nitsch, and I help business owners stay consistent with podcasting that will build trust and leads to clients without it turning into another full-time job. So today I do want to talk about why so many podcasts fade out. There is a term called pod fade. You don't really hear it too often. I think it's kind of like in the podcasting world. And I want to talk about what the successful podcasts tend to have instead. What I'm seeing so often is that someone starts their podcast and at first it just feels so exciting. It's something new. They are getting into the rhythm. Everything's exciting. You launch it. You're motivated. You have all these ideas you think you want to share with the world. And you even maybe picture clients finding you through your podcast. But then reality hits. Every episode you realize needs a topic. We got to find time to record it. All of the production stuff, whether you're doing it or not, not to mention having to promote the episodes or having a way to stay consistent. When all of that effort doesn't seem connected to anything, that's when people start slowly not showing up anymore. It might just stop cold turkey. It might kind of slow down from an episode here, an episode there to nothing. I'm actually seeing podcasts coming back, some really big name hosts that I used to listen to, and now they're all of a sudden they're popping up in my feed again. And that is something to take into consideration if you do want to take a break, because many times I will go through my podcast app and if they have not recorded in a while, I delete their podcast from my feed. And I mean, I still have a bunch sitting at the bottom that never get updated. But if someone deletes it, they will never know that you came back to your show. So do not assume that just because they listened once, they will still have your show in there again. That's just kind of a little side tangent there. But a lot of people think that the problem is, and this is kind of my opinion, but they think that their podcast is not working, that they're not seeing the ROI that they thought that they would get from it. They need more listeners because they didn't have a big enough audience to start with. Or they need to promote it harder, be more consistent, all of the different excuses. But I think what is coming down to it is it's a lot simpler than that. The main thing is that there was never a strategy underneath their show, but what they see is that it wasn't doing anything for them. They weren't getting clients from it. They weren't making a difference, however you can figure out whether that works or not. But what what they don't realize, that the ones that have stopped, is that there are things that are working in the background that are just not as visible as seeing a like or a DM on social media. But what I mean by having a strategy underneath your show, I've mentioned this many times, but you have to have episodes that lead your listeners somewhere where they're not going to know what to do next. Your episodes are not connected to your offer. These people who are stopping are not seeing that ROI because there wasn't a bigger path that led their listeners to wanting to work with them. You have to have all of that set up in order for this to work. So the podcast just became something else that they had to maintain, and they realized it wasn't worth their time. So instead of something that was helping them grow their business, they thought of it as just this thing to do on their to-do list. What I'm here to do is to help you realize that your podcast is working for your business, or I want you to get to a point where it is working for your business, and then you don't want to take a break because you know it's working and you want your podcast to continue doing that. So again, the reason people start to slowly stop showing up is because they think their show is not leading to an ROI. And I'm here to tell you it is when done correctly. Most are just talking, and that does work for some hosts. I will say there are celebrity hosts that they just get on and talk about whatever they want to talk about, but they usually have a huge following. Again, they're a celebrity, they're someone well known, but they also have help. They have someone coming up with these topics and, you know, these big fancy studios with guests, and all of that is arranged. They're not doing that themselves. So what I am seeing time and time again is these people who come in starting a podcast thinking they are going to get to that level doing it by themselves. And it does not happen that way. When you go in alone, you have to still be strategic. You have to still be strategic, which brings me to this. The podcasts that keep going usually have one of two things: a clear strategy and real support, and sometimes both. I've heard a few times that strategy wasn't needed. I keep hearing some different, I will hear podcasters sometimes saying, you don't need editing, you don't need this, you don't need that. And that could be very well true. But every podcast needs a strategy. So let's talk about what strategy is, because if you have a podcast, you have to have a strategy, and you may already have a strategy without knowing you have one. So let's talk about this word strategy. I just did quotes and you can't see me for a minute. And you may hear this, you need a strategy. You've probably heard it from more than one podcast coach, whatever they are out there. And you either tune it out, or you think it means something so complicated or like this big marketing plan, and it doesn't. Strategy simply means knowing what your podcast is here to do, who it's for, and how each of your episodes will help move someone closer to working with you. Anytime I meet with someone or they reach out to me, the first thing I always ask them is, what is the purpose of your podcast? Or what do you want your podcast to do? If they cannot answer that, that is what you have to start with, because you cannot just say, I'm going to just throw up some content and hope that it lands with people listening. It may not even be able to be heard by people. So that's what strategy is. It's just knowing what your podcast is here to do, who it's for, and how each of those episodes help you move someone closer to working with you. It's being intentional with what you're saying instead of just, what do I want to talk about today? Let's just talk about random things. And then before you know it, half of your episode was about your dog. Okay. So for a podcast, strategy can look like different things. It's not all just a one and done thing. What can work, what strategy you may need is not what the next person may need. So I'm going to give you a few examples. The first strategy could be something like choosing episode topics that solve problems your ideal client has. We want to be very specific with what we're talking about instead of, like I said earlier, what comes to mind that morning. We have to be able to meet your ideal listener where they are and let them know that what you have is going to help solve them. Otherwise, if you're just wanting to get on and talk about the day and whatever you want and people are listening, if it's not connected to your business, then you have a hobby podcast. You are just doing it for fun. But the podcasters that I work with want their podcast to support their business, meaning they want it to be part of their marketing system that leads clients to them. So that's why we have to have a strategy. Another example is creating those episodes that naturally connect to your offers. We don't want every episode to be a pitch. If I came on here every single time saying, you need to buy this, you need to buy this, you probably would not still be listening to me. I can guarantee it. So for example, if you help with nutrition or mindset or branding or business systems, whatever it is, your content needs to be leading there. It has to go in that direction. If you're pulling off in tangents of things that are so random, you're going to lose your listener in what the point of your show is for. Another example could be knowing what each episode is meant to do. I talk about this a lot with my 4-episode method. You need episodes that are going to help build that trust so they know that you're the one they need to listen to and potentially work with. You need to be able to shift their perspective from thinking this isn't going to work to, well, here, let me explain how my perspective is, and maybe this will help you. It kind of reminds me of when I was a teacher. For those of you that don't know, I taught elementary school for 18 years, and there was not just one way to teach something. I had to find different ways to reach the level of students that I had. And the same goes with how your listeners are listening. We have different buyer types. I also have an episode on that too. I'll link it below, but you have to talk to people in different ways. When I taught math, the way this child learned is not the way that the child next to them learned. So I had to be able to adapt to that. So you have to be thinking of people in their different stages of buying, their different stages of finding you. If someone came to me today, they're not going to purchase from me listening from this one episode because they don't know me yet. And maybe they do know me from other places and then just started listening. But you just want to be able to talk and shift perspectives. You need to also have episodes that do overcome those objections that they might have. Like maybe they're thinking what you do is not for them. And if you know it's for them, you need to be able to speak to that. And then of course you do want some that invite people to work with you. If they don't know how you can help them, then why would they buy from you? I hear this all the time. There's a certain host I listen to, and she will talk very regularly about how she found somebody and she was so ready to just buy from them. There was no way to figure out how to work with her. There wasn't links in their episode description. There were not anything on their website. It was so weird. So it's like you have to be able to speak to ways where they know that you can work with them and help them, obviously. And the other example I have is making sure you give listeners a next step. And I've talked about this if you've listened before. There are several different ways to do this. It is not always book a call with me. It's not always you'll find the link in the description below. Now, yes, you do want links in the description, but you want to give them very specific instructions and don't give them 10 things to do. If I told you right now, book a call with me. Oh, wait, but I also have this in the description. Oh, wait, I also want you to go look at, I don't even know what I'm thinking about anymore, but you know, you get the idea. Your listeners need a next step. That could be join my email list and whatever that might look like. Download this freebie, just a simple join my email list, a little small low ticket product to get them on your list, whatever that might be. Maybe your call to action is booking a call. I've had several clients where I give them specific calls to actions on what to do in their episodes. And there are some clients where I'm like, nope, this is your call to action. You're going to say this in this episode, and the other ones, you just keep funneling them to that. There was one client where I told her all your call to actions just need to be to book a call because they needed a specific, not that she had custom packages, but she needed to get more information for them to be able to guide them into what she could help them with. So her call to action was book a call with me. What I do most often on this podcast is I have several episodes. I do my 4-episode method. Several episodes just lead you to the next episode. And I will casually mention things, or I will have episodes where I directly tell you what my offer is. So the whole goal is to just give your listener a next step. If you're just giving them the content with nothing else, then that's all they got was just the content. Okay, this next strategy, a lot of people don't realize that this is a strategy, but it is just creating a show that you can realistically sustain, that you can keep up with. Strategy is not only growth. It's not only how do I grow my podcast? How do I do this? It's also about building something that you can keep doing, because if you can't keep doing it, then no, it's not going to work for you. Strategy does not mean it has to be complicated. It means that your podcast has a purpose beyond what should I post today or I need to post this week. You have to be able to know that when there is no strategy, your podcast will start to feel like more and more effort. And it's not going to grow that momentum. It's not going to get you where you want it to go, because nothing is building upon each other. And that's when people start to fade out. I have seen people fade out, like I said in the beginning, as early as 10 episodes. There's a saying that most people don't make it past 10 episodes. It used to be 7. Now I hear 10. I'm seeing more and more people leave before episode 50. And for those of you that don't know, this is my second podcast. So I have hit 50 before, and this episode is what, 45? So I'm very close to 50, and I'm not going anywhere. Have I had days where I am like, is this worth it? Am I doing the right thing? Of course. Of course. We think that about everything. But I also know that this is my main marketing platform. Do I still post on social media? Yes. Not as often as I should, but yes, I will still post on social media. I have posted a couple threads lately. I've put up a couple of Instagram posts. Am I as consistent with it as I am my podcast? No, my podcast is, it comes first. That's why I call it podcast first marketing. My podcast will come first. All of the other stuff will go. Before I get to my next topic, I heard this the other day and I have to share it. I was like, I have to share this on my podcast. You know, you always hear this saying, like, you don't own your social media. So in a day, your social media could be shut down. I hear a lot of people who are saying they want to switch to YouTube because they feel like podcasting isn't working, or they feel like video is going to be more sustainable. And I will say, in the YouTube versus podcasting, I don't even know if it's like a competition, but I will say I heard this and I was like, oh my gosh, yes. Like they say, you don't own your social media, but you do own your email, you own your website, and you also own your podcast, unless you're not paying for it. If you're doing Spotify for Creators, anything free, you're not. They can shut you down. Will they? Probably not. But if you're paying for a podcast host to host your content, you own that. So that's that. YouTube, you do not own YouTube. So if that's kind of this little tug between you, like, should I get on YouTube? Should I not? If you are not in the position to completely have another strategy besides your podcast, because YouTube is not podcasting, I'm going to tell you right now, unless you're a big time celebrity, if you just throw your podcast up on YouTube, it's not going to work. In fact, I did a little bit of research and some not new podcasts, but I will say they have started within the last year. They also put it on YouTube. I went to their YouTube and I was looking at views, and there are a few. I don't know how their podcast is doing because obviously you cannot see anything behind the scenes of anybody's podcast other than rankings, but they had less than 5 views per video. And I thought, that is so much work for so little. Now that is a little ROI. That does not show me anything. All this to say, you have to have a strategy for YouTube. I don't know how I got off on this topic. Oh, about the not owning YouTube. Anyway, so these are just different things that cause people to start fading as they put so much energy into things. And I'm going to talk about a little of this more in depth in the next episode. It's just about how much you put into something. And if you do not have the strategy for it, you're going to fade. So this is why people will start. They get so excited. 10 episodes rolls around and they're starting to think, okay, what is this doing for me? 20 by 50. I'm not going to lie. Even I've had this thought right now, is that I'm talking about the same thing over and over and over. And you know what? I have to. It's not like I'm talking about 25 different topics. I'm talking about one, podcasting for your business. And sure, I'm going to repeat myself. I need to quit saying I've talked about this before, but I keep doing it because I've talked about it before. You may not have heard that one. But anyway, what you need to know is that to have a podcast strategy, it depends on where you're at. And I will tell you that a lot of it is just based on what you're lacking in your strategy. And sometimes we don't know what it is. I heard somebody before saying they needed to fix their messaging before they started their podcast. I have changed my messaging. If you've been here from episode 1, you've probably heard me change it. Speaking out loud is what makes a difference. And the more you talk about it, the more you're like, oh, this is not what I really want to talk about. And you start to slowly pivot and change a little bit. So I'm going on a lot of tangents in this episode, so I probably need to just end it. But come back next week because I want to talk more about why your podcast can feel like too much. And it's probably because you're doing too much. So come back to that and I will see you then.